Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Simpleton Reviews podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lemuel, and I look like I'm stoned when I start talking.
I am. Little did you know.
Okay. This is definitely not recommended for kids.
Nope, never. Never have been recommended for kids. Anyways, this week we're reviewing the album Collector by the band Disc with a Q.
Yeah.
Charlie chose this, and I can't find any information on the internet about them. So take it away, Charlie.
Yeah, this is a band out of the States. I want to say, you know, I honestly don't remember where they're from. I thought they were like Midwest or Colorado. But honestly, I do know that they are in the States. I found them just because I was trolling through the stacks over at the Record Exchange and saw a new band. And put on the 30-second spin or the 20-second spins that you can listen to tracks. And I was like, oh, they sound different. But not really, kind of, you know, they sound a little different than what I've been listening to lately. So I was like, let's give these guys a review. All right. So that's every once in a while, that's the way I pick them.
Fair enough. That is a nice way to find music. Dad, I feel like you're going to have opinions on this album. So I kind of want to
hear.
Why? I don't know. I was listening to the album and I was like, Dad's got something to say. I can feel it.
It's okay. And maybe I am completely wrong, but I don't think so. These guys were heavily influenced by Weezer. I mean, this is a Weezer wannabe album. I mean, it really, really is. And not only that, but it sounded like every album you would find on the Tooth and Nail album, a record label back in about 1998. It just has that kind of punkish.
It's a party sound. Yeah,
it's punkish kind of like sound where it doesn't really follow like incredibly melodic patterns or anything. It kind of bounces around a little bit, and it does. It sounds like most Tooth and Nail bands back 25 years ago. It really does, to me at least. And yeah, it's so Weezer, it's not even funny. I mean, my God, I just like really. I mean, I was expecting what's his name, the lead singer of Weezer. I can't think of his name now. Yeah, I was expecting him to do like a cameo on the album, you know, do a little special guest appearance, or they're gonna start singing Buddy Holly or something. I don't know. But
yeah, between Weezer and the Shins, because I was like thinking
the Shins
about
the
microphone,
sure. Right? Yeah, there's some Shins
when
in there for sure.
Thinking about the D19 microphone.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh, this is sad.
Yeah, and the production quality was, well, I mean, I guess maybe it was
Weezer quality.
Yeah, it's the type of sound they're going for. It was definitely not highly produced. It was very rough around the edges. It felt like a four-track recording that maybe they did in their basement. And you're saying it's their first major label debut, correct? It's on a major label?
Correct.
I
don't know. I just found the disc, so I imagine it's at least on an indie label. Indie label.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know what to say. It's okay. I'm done.
I'm going to agree with you. It was a fine album. I like the punk sound and I'll listen to it from time to time, I'm sure, but nothing particularly stuck out to me. The fun song did kind of stick out to me where it started off with that 16-bit sound. And then the microphone song had me laughing it a little bit while I was at work singing about losing his microphone.
That's
somewhat relatable to people who use microphones frequently.
Right.
And then the only other thing I noted is one song I said the lyrics are sad, but it grooves. I Want to Die. I was noticing that the lyrics were not very happy in that one, but dang, were they having some fun in the instrumental section?
That's one thing I really liked is I like the guitar solos and I did like the instrumentation. But again, it's on par with like the late 90s sound.
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s. So,
I don't want to take away anything from their musicianship. I mean, they were fine musicians. I didn't think it was like, you know, I didn't think I was listening to some high school band that was, you know, trying to perform at the local prom or something like that. But it just, you could tell the influences. I mean, it wasn't subtle.
No.
It was obvious. It was like almost like a cover band. It was like, whoa, calm down on those influences, man. You can have the influence. It's fine to sound like a band, it's not fine to totally copy that band.
To be the band.
Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm really being harsh on this album, I know, but it's okay. Charlie, what'd you think? Yeah, did you know the answer?
I thought it was okay too. It was just kind of okay. I thought again, when I first listened to like the little clips to kind of like get it going, I was like, oh, this is kind of like a rejuvenation sound, but you know, you only hear 20 seconds and you don't know what part of the song you're actually going to get.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this is different than the things that we've been playing. So it's like, I'll do this one.
There you go.
Fair enough. Yep. So what'd you put it at then, Charlie? What'd you rate it?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
2.5. So just under Simpleton certification.
That's a lower scale.
All right. Dad, where would you put it?
Look, I'm going to give it a 2. I mean, you know, it was a solid effort, mostly. Just try to find your own sound, guys. I mean...
Yeah, you can do it.
You know?
You can do this.
It's there.
We want to hear your voice.
Yeah. Exactly. There is. You have the talent. You guys are definitely talented. I don't want to take that away from you all at all because there's talent there. But just find your own sound. I think you guys would do well. So a 2.
A 2. I'm gonna give it a 2.5, and it's mainly because of the D19 song. I was smiling through it. I was having an okay time with that. So if nothing else, at least listen to D19 off this album. But. Unfortunately, it's not Simpleton certified. It doesn't mean it's certifiable. It doesn't mean it's bad. We just wasn't really our jam. We think they could try again.
Try again.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll have another release.
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably listen.
Yeah,
to
because that's the thing is this sound is going to be awesome live. So right. I mean, as long as they can keep playing, they're going to find their voice. They're going to get a lot of feedback from their live audience, and I think it's going to step them into another realm of writing. So.
We're excited for when that happens.
That's right. So make sure, guys, that you tell us what you think of this album. If you have a chance to listen to Disc's album, let us know what you thought, because maybe we're being a little too hard. Maybe we might rethink what we said here on this little show. No, it's not going to happen. But
I don't know. We've proven with...
Hey, we did have a swayable...
maybe, yeah. But, you know, that's once in a lifetime right there. Especially when it's coming from me.
So, yeah, you are very gung-ho on your opinions, I will say.
I have that about me. Yes, I've been quite an opinionated person over the years. I do not argue that fact.
Anyways, thank you so much for watching. Comment down below, subscribe, share, like, visit our Patreon and our website. And I think that's all I've got to say today.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.